Yo, this hot, this the spot, there it is, pod.com. We're interviewing the best comedians, so tune in quick and get your ears receiving them. We talking about life and life to stream right to you, from the microphone right to your home, dude. Side note, this might get embarrassing, but no, don't sweat, yo, cause there it is.
Welcome to the There It Is podcast, a comedy podcast to help you find your inspiration. I'm your host, Jason Farr. Let's do this. Thank you so much for joining us for this very special episode, a bachelor-themed episode. Just had my bachelor weekend, got back yesterday to New York City, and most of my groomsmen were able to make this. And we had a brother slash best man of the show, Trey, there. And best friend slash groomsman of the show, Rob, there. And then we had groomsman of the show, Jay, my cousin, Clay, and Jim. And Jim and Clay have been on before, so they're also best friends of the show. We had a great time. Groomsman of the show, Tom, could not make it. And groomsman and heart of the show, Matt, also could not make it. But all there in spirit, if they were not there physically. We had a blast, and today's episode is just going to be some silly snippets of different moments throughout the weekend. I'll maybe give a little commentary on different snippets. So let's go with the first snippet right now.
Bachelor's log. I've landed in South Carolina. I'm at the grocery store, and clearly Canadian is back. It's a bachelor's weekend miracle.
Bachelor's log. I just overheard two grown men have an extensive conversation about different kinds of Mountain Dew. I'm truly in South Carolina.
The end. That's the comment. The end.
Bachelor's log. I just picked up best man of the show and we're at Costco getting water for the bachelor party. The air smells like sugar at this Costco. Sugar air. I'm definitely in South Carolina.
The end. You know, you just got to set the table for what people should expect when they get to South Carolina. And it's going to be sugar air and conversations from grown men about Mountain Dew. And shout out to Clearly Canadian showing up for Bachelor Weekend. I haven't seen that stuff since I was in junior high.
Bachelor's log, first day of the actual bachelor weekend. I only got up a little bit ago. I'm very excited. Can't wait to see my boys. I'm already seeing Trey. He's been here. So I'm not excited to see him because I've been seeing him. But rest of the guys, Jay, Jim, Clay, Rob, very excited to see him. Shout out to Tom and Matt who couldn't make it. But very excited. I have no idea what's going on other than we are going to Asheville. So the rest of these are going to be me saying, oh, this is where we are and it's cool. Bachelor's log, March 21st. In the car with best man of the show, Trey, as we head to Asheville. Also, March 21st marks the 10-year anniversary of the day I met Justina. So, special day. Worked out. Don't have to spend time with her on my bachelor week. I'm just kidding.
Damn. Just damn.
Bachelor's log. We're at the unit. And it's perfect. Exactly what I wanted. Oh, yeah. The end.
Bachelor's log. Night one. All the boys are here. No one's naked yet. Fix it!
And no one fixed it. Everyone kept their clothes on and fine, I guess. So at this point of the night, the gifts started coming out. And this section here is me opening up this big box of what the fellas got me.
That was long. Yeah, I have a gift.
Feels nothing all of a sudden.
It's apparently a snack. Let's see what's in the box.
What's in the box?
All right, what do we got here? Oh, Dave's potato chip.
Nice.
Old school reference.
You got to sing the...
We were going somewhere. Were we in Illinois?
Yeah.
And we saw these chips called J's. And there was a commercial. Or did we just make up a
jingle? You made it up.
I made up a jingle.
Not
there,
not we.
Where I just went, J's potato chip. J's. So that's one thing in the bag.
So we had this great throwback to our childhood. That was a nice touch from Trey. And there were some other snacks, some popcorn in there. We ate a lot of that stuff that weekend. But the next thing is me giving a gift to the fellas. It's part of the groomsman gift. And I'll just say right before this, the couple of the guys, Clay and Jim, were going to go to the store. And Clay was like, let's get hot sauce. Did anyone bring any? Yeah, let's get hot sauce. And I was like, no, don't, because that was the groomsman gift that I gave them. It wasn't just any hot sauce, though. It was a special, famous hot sauce from one famous YouTube show. So I didn't want them to go buy some and it ruined the gift that I was getting them. So I got them off of it. And then later, when they got back from the store, I gave them their gift. So here's that section.
Oh, hot sauce.
Oh, hot sauce.
That's why you didn't want me to get hot sauce.
Oh, that's the hot one.
What?
Hot
one.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Whoa.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah. And I got one for each of you. And ew. One for Tom and Matt.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Even though Matt
was so excited about this. Rest in pairs.
Last for Trey. And that's not
all. Dude, that's super cool.
That's not all. So there's another special one here. The Last Dab.
Ooh, hell yeah. Oh, God.
Oh,
the very, very hot.
Oh, no. Whose butthole is going to burn?
I don't know.
Rob will definitely do it.
You know what he said.
All right, now we're trying some Last Dab on a Jay's potato chip.
All right.
You, Spinny.
Or hot.
Ooh. That's hot.
Yeah. I had a line of stuff, and most of them was like,
these are getting worse.
Not that bad.
Because
it was like,
oh, there it is! It took a minute.
I had a lot more.
It took a minute.
There's so actually a lot of flavor in it.
It's not as bad as I've...
This is worse than
water. It's not letting up. It might have gotten angrier with water.
I also don't recommend salt. He chips afterwards.
It's like it created these ridges in our tongue that the hot one got in further. It was a bad choice.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I mean,
it's worse than the one I had. So
we last dabbed. It was hot, but we liked it. It has a very good flavor, and eventually you can handle it. But it's a lot. Now, I should also say that on the 23rd, Jim was celebrating his birthday, and then the day after we left, on Monday the 25th, Trey was celebrating a birthday, so we just put it all into the weekend. We got a cake that had Snoopy on it, and it said, happy wedding, Jason, but also happy birthday, Jim and Trey. That was a lot of fun. And also, after this all went down, Jay walks out with a t-shirt on that has my face on it. And here's how that played out.
Just in case y'all like my shirt.
Aside from them having my face on it, and I got a shirt that had Justina's face on it, and then I also got a purple princey sort of smoking jacket that I got to wear, so that's awesome, and I have that now forever. And this place that we stayed in Fairview, North Carolina was beautiful. It was great, and it had an outdoor fire, and we sat up there lit the fire, and the fellas toasted to me. It was great.
Toast.
Jason Farr.
Jason Farr. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully he's telling a loser's virginity.
45 years, man. I bet it's being crazy.
A couple of the fellas brought some instruments, so while we sat by the fire, they were playing those, and we were just joking around. Having a good time. A little background noise of us doing that. And enjoying the bourbon from 6 and 20 in Greenville, South Carolina, which we are going to utilize for our wedding weekend. Very excited about that. And then Rob fits in a callback here to a previous, the most recent Pop Talk episode.
Backstreet Boys.
We had a lot of fun just sitting by the fire, goofing around. Then it was time to turn in for the night, and I noticed something and did another bachelor's log.
Bachelor's log. End of night one. It's almost 1 a.m. We had a great time sitting by the fire. And I'm in the bathroom. But I'm not doing anything but standing here. I'm not using the bathroom as I record. But anyway, I'm recording right now because I was taking things out of my toiletry bag. And it's like, all right, here's my Flonase, here's my Zyrtec, and some pills. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to your bachelor weekend in your 40s. Here's my medications that I need to take. Still a great time. Still a great time. I had 2 slices of cake. Don't tell Justina. Bachelor's log. Day 2. Morning.
And that's how day 2 began. But then we went on to some festivities. Here we go.
Bachelor's log. Lunchtime. Is munch time. We're going to the donut hole because I love me some donuts. Correction, it's whole donuts, not donut holes. Either way, I love donuts. Bachelor's log. The donuts at Hole were fantastic.
They were really good.
They were
good.
So good.
The vanilla glaze were the truth.
They were unreal good. And even the sesame was good, which I didn't think would be good. And it was great.
It was the surprising one, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, and Clay can't eat them, so he can only go by what it smelled like. Yeah.
They smelled delicious.
We could describe
them. We're now at New Belgium, and we're going to have some more carbs in the liquid form.
Whole Donuts in Asheville, you got to get there. They're really great. And also, Laurie is fantastic. She was so kind to us, so generous. So please, please go to Whole Donuts if you're ever in the Asheville area.
Bachelor's log. I just ate
at the Hot Dog King. There's one in downtown Greenville when I moved there, and then it closed. But there's one here in Asheville. Didn't know about it until we drove past it. I went, and I just bought a hat. The end.
So this day, I knew we were going to go somewhere. We had to be there to leave at 6:30. I didn't know what it was. So here we are at that part of the day.
Bachelor's log. I'm getting picked up. I have no idea what's happening, but we're getting picked up by a stretched limousine van. Right on time. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. I hope this is not going to be like The Game with Michael Douglas.
So then the driver accidentally lets slip that we're going to the casino. The fellas wanted to tell me in the van when I got in there. So here's how that went.
Go to the casino.
Yes, we now know we're going to the casino. I got slipped out. But hey, it's fun either way. We got some bubbly. We're going to pop it, and we're going to have a good time.
Pop that talk.
Going to have ourselves a good time.
We are now in the casino at a Guy Fieri's, and we're going to eat good. And there's a Christmas tree still up, and it's March 22nd. Oh, yeah. A toast at Guy Fieri's. To Flavortown.
May you be in Flavortown for 30 minutes before the devil knows you're dead.
Yes.
May your
to Matt,
wife,
to Tom.
Your wife be in Flavortown.
So we got to go to Flavortown. That was great. And then we got to lose all of our money.
Bachelor's log in the casino. Not going well. Don't know what I should try to play to win any of the money I lost back. Help me.
We went home Saturday night. Somebody last dabbed again. We kept dipping into the last dab throughout the weekend. And here's us on the morning of day three.
Bachelor's log. It's 10:50 a.m. We've kind of been awake a little while. We're watching Bull Durham. About to have some breakfast, maybe get some free donuts. And the and the sun's peeking through on Jim's birthday. Oh, yeah. And that's Jim playing guitar. Bachelor's log. Me and the fellas are at a brewery called Whistle Hop. Very good spot. And we just had a very genuine, long conversation about how great and awesome and powerful Taylor Swift is, and how great it is that she has the empire that she created. And I briefly told a story about a terrifying dream I had involving Travis Kelce, and then we went back to talking about how great Taylor Swift is. So that was nice.
So, yes, Whistle Hop Brewery in Asheville is fantastic. Also, I know that I should have said the fellas and I are at a brewery. But anyway, the dream that I had about Travis Kelce, because I know you're asking, I don't know what the situation was. It was like, I think it was inspired by the atmosphere at the casino, because it was like a city that I was in, but it was that kind of vibe, the casino vibe. And I see Travis Kelce, and also we watched the movie remake of Roadhouse. And in that, early in that movie, like the first scene or something, Jake Gyllenhaal gets stabbed in the side. So that showed up in the dream as well, but it was Travis Kelce had previously, for some reason, been stabbed in the side. And I saw him and was just like going to kind of joke around with him. Was like, hey, man, and went to push him. But he started falling for some reason. Like, I could actually push and make Travis Kelce fall. Like, that's strange. And I was like also going to like hit him playfully in the side, but then accidentally hit where he got stabbed. And he got mad and started beating my ass. And then his bodyguard also started beating my ass. And I was like, no, but I was kidding. And then I ran away. And then they were trying to find me. And they were very much like the bad guys in Roadhouse, trying to find me to kill me. it's my fault for watching Roadhouse after going to a casino, and I don't know why that happened, but it happened, and I love Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what happened. The end.
Bachelor's Log. We're going to play poker. And I'm re-recording this because I was too far from the mic. We got basketball in the background. We got fun in the foreground. And a lot of people are going to lose money, but hey, you know what's for fun? It's for fun. I just hope my future children can go to college.
I snuck away from the group for a minute to record this.
Bachelor's Log. Last night. Been a pretty great few days. And it just excites me about the rest of this little journey I have before I get married. I've got some really great people surrounding me, and I'm very happy about that. And I'm glad that the greatest one of the people surrounding me is the one I get to marry. So that's nice. I got that going for me, which is nice. But in all seriousness, it was a really great weekend. And it's not like it's the last great weekend of my life. And that's the sort of good thing about all this. I'm excited. Got a little over a month before the wedding. And I'm going to be surrounded by even more amazing people. So I've just got a lot to look forward to. The end.
Could not do it. Okay, so next up, the final morning of the Bachelor weekend.
Bachelor's Log. Final morning.
Everyone got laid.
Everyone got laid. What?
What happened at the big dance?
Jim had been saying wild stuff all weekend that I had to cut out because it's too, like, close friend type of jokey to share with the masses, but I'm leaving that one in. That's what you get.
I've said nothing sincere to the groomsmen because we're men. Not true. Not true. I have. But it's going well. Let's go. Shamala Hamala, everyone.
There was even a joke there that Jim made that I had to cut out. I'm telling you, one day he's going to get himself canceled.
Bachelor's Log, driving home alone, leaving the unit now.
Home alone.
Me some time to reflect on the weekend. It's great seeing all the fellas, except for that bastard Trey. What are you doing here?
Sick. All right, so there it is. That was the Bachelor weekend. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we can do something around the wedding weekend. I don't know how easy that'll be. That might be a nightmare to try to record. We'll try to do some snippets then. Next month is, I'll be honest with you, it's going to be tough to get some proper episodes in. We're trying to get a Pop Talk episode going. We will have a couple of normal ones, but look, it's the last month before getting married. We're pretty busy. But we do hope you check out more episodes that we have coming. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at There It Is Pod. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Jason Farr Jokes and Instagram at Jason Farr Picks. Also, subscribe to our Comedy Lifestyle newsletter and support us if you can. We have a Patreon and a PayPal. Go to thereitispod.com for newsletter and support info. Links in bio. Until next time, be good to each other.
The music for the theme song was created by Neil Brooks. The rap was written and performed by Nick Acevedo. The logo for There It Is was created by Jeff Prater. The There It Is podcast is produced by Jason Farr.